Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I haven't heard that tune. Appropriate for Governor Mike Huckabee. Back with us here in Philadelphia on the Dom Giordano program. Let's go to the governor. Hey, Governor, welcome in. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, it is a pleasure to be back with you, and certainly a lot to talk about, especially this just absolutely mind-numbing raid on the former president's home. Unbelievable.
Go a little bit, with you. I trust wherever you want to go. What's your internal thinking on this, of what is driving this? Because they're not that dumb, are they? They think this cuts against Trump. It helps them with apolitical people and others who think, wow, the FBI is out of control if they can do this to a former president. So what do you think Mike Huckabee is driving it?
I don't think it's that they're that dumb. I do think it's that they're that mean. And they're that committed to changing the way America functions. These are evil people. When you spend your entire effort trying to go after a former president because you're scared to death that he might get reelected and he might finish the job that he started in dismantling the deep state, and that scares the daylights out of people who have used law enforcement agencies and the Department of Justice as a political weapon with an unlimited budget to go after their political enemies and to never be held accountable for the crimes they themselves have committed. This is life and death for these folks. You know, from my perspective, it looks like an overcalculated act of stupidity. But from theirs, they know the media is going to be with them, with the exception of a handful of conservative media that they don't pay attention to. And so they're convinced that they'll just be able to say to the American people, hey, Donald Trump deserved this. He didn't turn in all the paperwork for the archives, even though Presidential Records Act basically gives him the discretion to do that. And we didn't just call his lawyer or subpoena his records and say, let's get together and see if there's some stuff that maybe is classified and we should give it. Because after all, we certainly never enforced that against Sandy Berger when he walked out of a building with paper stuffed down his pants. And we didn't enforce it against Hillary when she had 35,000 emails on a private server, which was blatantly illegal. But we're going to do it to Donald Trump because we don't like him. And so, Dom, this is a serious departure from a sense in which people can trust their government. Basically, we can't trust them except for one thing. We can trust them that they're going to come after their political enemies and use the monies that we gave them in taxes to pay for our own punishment. This is just a crazy day in America.
Let's talk about the FBI. You're pro-law enforcement. I'm pro-law enforcement. On Twitter, you probably saw that your daughter, they're going after her because she said you're losing when you go after FBI agents, meaning Hillary Clinton. This is much different, though. I don't think the FBI agents say that raided the place are complicit in all this, but it goes beyond more than just four or five people at the FBI. And the deep states, there's been news recently that Trump was actually detailing what he would do if he wins again, up and down the line with new powers to take out all these bureaucrats that are running the country in many ways. What's your sense of how compromised the FBI is? Does it seep down to the lower levels, or is this mainly the top 25, 50 people running it?
You know, I still believe that the rank and file of the FBI are good, decent people. I've even talked to several agents who are friends of mine, and they're appalled by what's happening. They feel embarrassed and betrayed that the leadership that has changed the agency from a law enforcement tool that was trusted and respected to a political organization that operates more like the East German Stasi. And that's really disturbing, because when you start using government tools and all the government resources to go after your political enemies, not people who have expressly broken the law. In fact, you let some of those folks go if they're on your side of the political aisle, but you go after your political opponents. Don, this is worse than people fearing the muscle of the mafia. And what I tweeted earlier last night was that right now we've got to be afraid of the Department of Injustice and their goon squad at the FBI, who can just break down their door if they don't like who you voted for.
And again, when you mention that, Department of Justice, the real villain, Merrick Garland, Governor, we talked when we had you here for a great event. My background was in education. I'm so sensitive to the school board things. We've done a lot to get people elected across Pennsylvania. And when Merrick Garland was caught, he and his agents, wanting to go after moms and dads, and when you're right, your nemesis over the years, the Clintons, Hunter Biden, and any number of others, it jumps out at you how extreme this is. At least with Trump, it's a big guy, it's hardball, it's all wrong. But moms and dads with school boards, that is right there un-American.
And I think that was a wake-up call to many Americans. The Virginia governor race was largely decided because people said, whoa, you mean just because you go to a school board meeting and you ask questions of an elected school board accountable to the parents and the taxpayers, you ask questions about what their kids are learning, and you're basically told, shut up, sit down, it's none of your business what we're teaching your kids. And if you do ask questions, you're a domestic terrorist. Good heavens. We've lost the country when we start having people who believe that those who are elected or appointed are accountable to no one except their own political parties, and they're not accountable to the law. The law has to be enforced equally. It has to be true blind justice. But under Christopher Wray at the FBI and Merrick Garland at the Department of Justice, we have no confidence at all. I certainly don't, that there is a one system of justice. And let me add this. White House denies they knew anything about it. Does anybody in his or her right mind, believes that they didn't take something like this all the way to the White House and say, you need to be aware, here's the trigger we're about to squeeze, and you just need to be cognizant of it. Now, I realize Joe Biden isn't cognizant of much these days, but I do not for one minute believe that this was not shared all the way to the White House.
Without a doubt. Let me ask you the timing of this. Is it happenstance? You know, things are set into motion and they do it when they're going to do it. Is Mike Huckabee, who's very savvy on this stuff, do you think there's any timing that Biden was riding high after all this and they decided to do it then? Does that make sense?
Why they did it, it's hard to say, but I totally agree that nothing is done accidentally. It's not done just on a happenstance. Let's keep in mind that what we've seen is a pattern. The pattern, Peter Navarro gets frog marched across a federal courthouse lawn. He gets arrested at the door of an airplane, which, by the way, he was on his way to Nashville to be a guest on my television show.
Well, wait a minute. That's why he was arrested. I could see that then. God, we can't have that.
And so they put him in leg shackles. They strip searched him for a misdemeanor that really was about whether or not he was going to testify to Congress. And it was a legal battle. He lives 50 yards from the front door of the FBI, and they could have called him and said, you need to come over. We feel like that we're going to charge you with contempt of Congress, which, by the way, remember when Eric Holder, the then attorney general, in a bipartisan vote was charged with contempt of Congress? Did anybody grab him in handcuffs and march him anywhere? Did they strip search him? Did they put him in leg irons? No. You know what happened to him? Nothing.
Exactly.
But if you're connected to President Trump, you know, they serve you up as if you're a prisoner of the Chinese Communist Party. And, Dom, it's the double standard. It's the fact that people are being treated as if they had committed a serious felony that injured or killed people. All the while, Hunter Biden is guarded by FBI and Secret Service agents, even though he's on video smoking crack, paying off and flirting with prostitutes and bragging about the millions of dollars that he made, 10% of which goes to the big guy. Witnesses have confirmed that is, in fact, Joe Biden. So at what point do we quit being cynical and start saying we've got to get Congress in the hands of the Republicans this November? And then I hope immediately after that, Donald Trump announces for reelection. And whatever people were thinking before, look, let's be honest. I think he's the only guy with the guts to go in and finish the job he started. And that's what it's going to take to end this deep state just destruction that these people are doing to a constitutional republic.
All things Mike Huckabee now. You mentioned the TV show, but I'm intrigued, too, by the series you put out for kids about the country.
It's been a real thrill to be able to try to create some materials that presented for parents a positive view of America. And that's really what we're doing. It's called Learn Our History. And people can subscribe or they can get some free materials and see if they like it. But the basic idea is that America is not a perfect country. But by golly, there's a long line of people trying to break into it. There is no line whatsoever for people trying to break out. And all these celebrities that always say that, oh, if the election doesn't go our way and Republicans win, we're going to leave the country. You know what? None of them have ever left. We should be happy for them to leave, but they stay. And why? Because despite their lies about how bad America is, deep down, this country's been good to them, really good to them. And we see it in the form of Brittany Griner, who's stuck in a Russian prison for 9 years. Do I think that's excessive? Of course I do. But this is a young lady that told everybody America was so bad that she wouldn't even stand when the national anthem is played, even come out of the locker room. Well, good news, Brittany. For the next 9 years, you will never have to be subjected to hearing that song.
Hey, Governor, parting question. My producer tells me you played alongside Ted Nugent, Def Leppard, and Leonard Skinner. Who impressed you the most? Pick one out of those.
You've asked me a tough question. I've had so many great experiences playing with wonderful artists. You know, I would say that maybe because I'm a good Southern boy, it's hard to beat getting to play Sweet Home Alabama with Leonard Skinner.
Yeah. Let's do a Skinner classic, Sweet Home Alabama.
Well, do you still use as your tagline, as we did over in media umpteen years ago with a great book, Elvis has left the building?
Yep, I still do. Elvis has left the building, but I'm still here. So,
thank you, Governor. Thanks for coming on today and for great analysis of this. Always appreciate it. Thank you very much. Anytime you're welcome here with any project, anything at all.
Thanks, Tom. God bless, man.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.